tournament time, at least the musical variety. NCAA tournament well on its way into the Sweet 16 regions. Now, right now, we are in almost down to the Final Four. Two of the Final Four are set. Shawn Mendes and Eminem are two that are made it to the Final Four in this year's March Mayhem of Music. We have still two more to decide. We'll have the Final Four by Wednesday. Today's matchups, Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga, two queens of their respective female bracket. Ariana Grande, the top seed overall in the tournament, and Lady Gaga, a surprise number 7 seed, the lowest seed to make it this far in this year's tournament. Tomorrow's show, just as we're talking about it, Queen and Destiny's Child. You want to talk about Upset City. Queen is the number 1 seed in that region. However, Destiny's Child defeated BTS, the K-pop sensation, as well as pop sensation Imagine Dragons. So they are on quite the tear right now as well. But we're going to jump right into it with some Ariana Grande. This is one last time right here on the 6th annual March Mayhem of Music. Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, right here.
On in a glass of her boudoir. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's an only way to say I'm beautiful in my way. Just I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Don't have yourself in regret. Just love yourself instead. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Born this way. So there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. This way. So there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Right track, baby. I was born this way. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I N. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave. I'm beautiful in my way.
I'm a space, 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 softest ever. Keep me in your orbit and you know you'll drag me under. You don't wanna leave me, but I'm trying to self-discover.
I'm on a mission, and it involves some heavy touching, yeah. You've indicated your interest, I'm educated in sex, yes. And now I want it bad, I love game,
hold me and love me, just wanna touch you for a minute.
On your disco stick, don't think too much, just bust that kick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick.
Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame or you win the game?
Know the love game.
Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame or you win the game?
Know the love game.
Two each from Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga.
Heck yeah.
That was Love Game. You also heard Born This Way from Lady Gaga. The number seven seed in the tournament, two from Ariana Grande. One Last Time, as well as NASA, as Aaron knows it. Right?
That was when the album first came out. Now I know it's NASA.
Are you sure, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she said NASA. At first, I thought it was NASA. Then I heard the song, and I'm like, oh, it's NASA.
For those of you in the radio world, Erin is a brunette. It's not to be confused with that whole misnomer that blondes say silly things. But she is a brunette. So there's that.
Gabby's not.
tournament update in terms of student brackets. Right now we have a tie for first place. Liv Baldino has only 3 incorrect. And Colson Raroja also has 3 incorrect. And they both have the same final. So if Ariana Grande and Queen win, and they also win their finals matchup, and they also win, and Queen win, and Ariana Grande wins the whole thing, then we have a tie for first place.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we would determine who the winner would be.
I'm redoing my bracket.
That yeah, I don't think you can do that.
No, I can.
I'm pretty sure you can't
I
do
can.
That.
I can. That's okay.
I mean, you can do that.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put a lot of red X's on there anyway. And that's fine.
People don't know how to vote. That's okay.
I don't know how today's vote's going to go. Where do you go with today's vote, Aaron?
Ari's going to win.
You think Ari takes this one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Convincingly?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like super
70-30?
Yeah. I don't know, actually.
I'm excited to see what happens. I really am, because I think it's going to be very, very close.
I think
it's going to be closer than most people think.
Ari's going to win. I really think she is, just because, like, she had 2 albums out this year. And her last album, the one that she just released, Thank You Next, it's, like, such a hit right now. Everybody's talking about it. And she's on tour right now.
Yep.
She comes to Philly tomorrow night.
Yes. And why aren't you going?
I don't know, actually. Could have.
I thought you would be. I thought you'd be all over that.
I might just go to the one in June. I think I'm going to the one in June.
The results from Friday's was Eminem won narrowly over Drake. 137 total votes. 52% of the vote went to Eminem. And my math is not good, but I'm going to say that that's around 4 or 5 votes separated first from last. How about that?
Yeah.
So it was a close one. Today's could be close as well. And I'm probably sending out the poll pretty soon. The schedule for this week, Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga today. And then Queen Destiny's Child to finalize the rest of the final four, and that will be tomorrow. And then we have the regional finals. Wednesday will be Shawn Mendes and facing up with either Ariana Grande or Lady Gaga, whoever wins. And then Eminem will face either Queen or Destiny's Child on Thursday, and that'll be another good show. So then we might have to dip. I think we're going to have to dip into April, unless we do the show on the championship show on a Friday. I usually don't like to do that on a Friday. I like to let that marinate. Maybe we'll do that on April Fool's Day.
Yes. And then we can say, like, the fake winner. And then just be like, April Fool's, I'm just kidding.
Do you ever get messed up on anybody ever get you on a April Fool's joke? I would have to say yes.
No, I can't really remember anything big. I feel like maybe it was just, like, something stupid and I just forgot about it.
I can see it happening. I think Gabby's going to play a trick on you.
Don't give her any ideas.
I can give her plenty of ideas.
I will give her plenty of ideas. No.
While I think of ideas, we're going to get back into the music. We're going to do some more Ariana Grande and some more Lady Gaga. Voting will open soon. If you want to hear any particular tune, hit us up on At Nights Radio. In the meantime, here's Love Me Harder, March Mayhem of Music.
You gotta to love me harder. pain. And if in the moment you bite your lip, when I get you moaning, you know it's real. Can you feel the pressure between your hips? I'll make it feel like the first time.
'Cause if you want to give me, you gotta, 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 gotta love me harder.
I'm in love.
I won't tell you that I love you. Kiss the heart. hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, cause I'm marvelous.
Ladies and gentlemen, march is winding down. We're coming to a close. And
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow.
Two from each of the Shallows. Lots of good music. Lots of great tunes, actually, from Ariana Grande. Polls are up. And inside those polls, we look at the polls right now. It is slight edge to Ariana Grande, 56% of the vote. 53% of the vote, excuse me, as one more person just voted. Only 17 votes in, though. So there's still plenty of time to get out there and vote. Follow us on At Nights Radio on Twitter and cast your vote to see who faces Shawn Mendes in the final region. Oh, actually, that's a whole left side of the bracket final. The final four.
The semifinal?
It's the semifinal.
The semifinal.
Really good stuff. I'm telling you, I think Lady Gaga gives her a run for her money. Aaron does not agree.
No.
Aaron is salty.
Ari better win, I swear.
What if she doesn't?
I'm never doing another
show
again.
What if it's 50-50 again? And we have
if it's 50, can you imagine a third overtime?
Oh my God.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'd scream too, Gab.
Gab was already upset when... Oh, somebody was hip to our BTS. Our mistake in the bracket.
A few people were.
Oh, yes. Some people caught up on that, and we're not going to reveal that live on the air.
Upset.
And there's some salty people, but
I'm
you know what?
I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm like a little like mad about it too.
Well,
I'm just trying to stay out of it.
And that's what I'm doing too. Julia, you have a fantastic view on that. Welcome to the show, Rob Strauss.
Yes!
As well as
sorry.
And a rather exuberant Aaron Kelly, who just saw that Ariana Grande went up 61% of the vote.
Ooh.
JP in the house. And hello. Off mic is Gabby Lutz, but she is too busy texting right now, and she's not on mic.
She's in the middle of an intense conversation.
The winners right now are the leaders in the clubhouse with the student brackets. Liv Baldino and Colston are in the running right now. They both had the exact same finals, and the exact same winner. So if Ariana Grande holds serve, Queen holds serve tomorrow against Destiny's Child. They both meet up in the final, and Ariana Grande wins over Queen. Then we have a tie for the actual winner. So we'll see what happens when. I don't know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I don't think we've ever gotten to that point, but whatever. Aaron, your thoughts on the tournament thus far?
I want Ariana Grande to win. That's all I have to say. But no, I think Ari has a good shot for a lot of things. Or against a lot
Define.
Of people. No, because I've said it before. I've been saying it the entire tournament, but she had such a great year.
That's true.
nothing. But no.
For our listening audience, Gabby is texting Aaron things.
No, she actually didn't text me. Look, I can prove to you. Nobody texted me. My phone's dry.
I'm texting somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, but no.
They're being shady.
I'm not being shady. But no, Ari just had such a great year. Like, she is.
She is. Well, Lady Gaga's had a good year, too.
Not as good
her as 2018, Ari. I disagree with you. I disagree with you 100%.
I disagree with you.
Did she win a Grammy?
I don't know.
Did she win an Oscar?
No.
Okay.
But Ari's not in any movies.
But
did Ari do something that hasn't been happened since 64?
Yeah.
That's true, too. Touche.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife and kids about the whole Beatles thing and about how Ariana Grande is only the second artist in music history and the first since the Beatles did it in 1964 to have mm-hmm. three number one hits in the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time. And my daughter goes, "What's Billboard?" in her like cute little 9-year-old voice.
Aww.
And I had to explain to her what's Billboard?
Oh my God, what's Billboard?
It's kind of like that. So I had to explain to her what Billboard was. Ariana Grande knows what it is because she's like the GOAT right now.
Oh my gosh,
see,
she is.
I was betting on Ari, but after the drama between Queen and One Direction, I feel like anything could happen, you know?
Look at her right at the top.
Ariana
right now.
Grande with 7 rings right now has the number one song in the country.
And where's Gaga on that list? Nowhere.
Number nine.
who's
with
ahead? Ariana.
Yeah. Grande. Here's your top 10. 7 rings. Ariana Grande. Post Malone and Swae Lee with Sunflower. Halsey Without Me. Halsey was in the tournament for like a heartbeat.
She was there for a minute.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars. Number 4, Post Malone again.
That's why people thought he was going to win.
Number 5, Jonas Brothers. Number 6,
Jonas Brothers.
Marshmello and Bastille. Number 7 with Happier. J. Cole, who was also in the tournament for a heartbeat until they lost to Drake, with Middle Child. Number 9, the aforementioned Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And Travis Scott, number 10, with Sicko Mode.
Oh, Sicko Mode. What a great song.
Mobamba or Sicko Mode?
Look, Ari has 2 more on there.
Ariana Grande also at 15 and 16 with 20. Break Up With Your Girlfriend on board. That's what a great title. What an inspirational, like what a inspiring title.
I mean, I remember when I was in middle school still listening to Fall Out Boy and they had a song called Our Lawyer Made Us Change the Name of This Song So We Wouldn't Get Sued. I feel like they're tied for first in best title situations.
They're doing something on satellite radio to kind of piggyback off of that. They're doing something on satellite radio where they're doing the, it's like a March sadness of music.
Oh.
Where I guess all they're playing are like bag songs.
I love that.
That's
which
fantastic.
Which I think it's a nice little spin on March Madness, which I think is great.
March sadness.
And I've always wanted to do like how is Baby Shark number 35 on Billboard's
it's
Hot 100?
It's going up.
By Pink Fong. I'm not going to play that.
But you must.
No, I'm not going to do that. What I am going to play is we're going to do some 2 more. One from Lady Gaga, one from Ariana Grande. Voting is open. We'll find out tomorrow who wins. During the show, Queen and Destiny's Child, you will find out who wins that matchup. I'm not sure who's doing the show tomorrow, but we will find out. Tune in. around 9:15, 9:30-ish, and we will have the show for you. It should be a great show. More Queen, more Destiny's Child. In the meantime, Gab's going to go to Lady Gaga and play. Just hit play on that one right there. Just hit play. Yep, there you go. Hit play. She got it.
I'm so smart.
She did it. One more from Lady Gaga. One more from Mari. Sixth Annual March Mayhem in Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Aaron,
rock out.
Go Knights.
Go Knights.
Don't forget to vote.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
Thank you.
Cause she grew from the drama. Only wanna do it once real bad. Call me that.